Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12:23 after the hour. Thanks for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Justin Croxton. Justin is the founder of Q E-Commerce, which helps people like you and me put our best foot forward online. He helps them with SEO rankings and helping you get more optimized and ranked higher and get more business from companies who refer you, like Google and Amazon and people like that. Is that a pretty good way to say it, Justin?
That's a very good way to say it. Absolutely.
QUE-commerce.com is his website, folks. I encourage you to check it out. In the previous segment, Justin, you were telling us, you know, where to focus. You said focus on your website, get your website optimized for your customer, your main customer. But I still say that you have, and I've always done this for my whole career in sales over the years, Justin, is I differentiate between customers and prospects, right? Customers, of course, you want them to come and want them to come back, right? But a prospect has to come the first time, right?
Yes. Yep.
And that's where you're beholden to the big guys, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, that's a very good point. When I say customer, I'm thinking of who is that individual that's looking for your product or
right.
looking for your service. So if you're a bankruptcy lawyer, you know, your prospect would essentially be someone that's in some form of financial distress. You know, they have a lot of debt. They might be experiencing foreclosure. And you want to have content on individual pages of your website that speaks to what they may be looking for. So they may be looking for what's the process for going through bankruptcy. They want to know about your experience. Do they want to see testimonials? There could be a slew of things that they're looking for, but if you're answering that prospect's query appropriately compared to the rest of the competition, that's going to ultimately increase your chances of them emailing you or calling
right.
you or something more along those
right.
lines.
Right, right. So one of the things that you, of course, we all know that Google is important, and Google has their way, right? It's the Google way.
They
have
sure
their
do.
Algorithms.
They, sure
they change them. That they make dictates that we all, the rest of us have to, that are hoops that the rest of us have to jump through. But then
right.
a lot of people, especially people who are selling online, may not realize that there's a parallel universe over at Amazon, right?
That is true. there are some very close similarities. Not entirely, but there are some really, really close ones that I'll share with you. It's pretty remarkable, actually. But, yeah, that is correct.
Well, tell us about it.
So let me make this quick distinction. Amazon's really growing into a lot of other areas, including providing services and things of that nature to their customer base. But ultimately, if you are a retailer or an e-commerce company with a product, you have both the potential to sell on Google's platform as well as Amazon's platform. And personally, what I've seen is that Amazon has become even more of a behemoth in the realm of selling products online.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Google.
What makes whenever I do a search, why is it that one time I'll get over on the right, I'll get the Google products option, and the next time I'll get the Amazon products option? Why is that?
Do you mean if you're doing the search on Google or if you're doing the search on Amazon?
Well, I guess I'm doing it on Google. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So
I'm just typing it into the browser. And I'm typing out
sure.
the product into the browser of you know, the address line, and maybe not even going right to Google, and it brings it up. Well, how is it different?
Gotcha. So let's just take an example, right? Let's take the word baby soother. You know, baby soother is, you can sort of consider like a white noise machine. If we do a search for white noise machine on Google, usually 9 times out of 10, you're going to mainly pull up information related to white noise machine, but you're probably, what you're probably talking about are what's called Google sponsored ads.
Yes.
So those Google sponsored ads is what you may see at the top, where you see different pictures from other retailers like Bye Bye Baby.
Over on the right. Best Buy. It'll be over on the It'll show all the different options.
Yep, and you'll also see it on the right hand side. It's what we call the right rail. So when you're doing that search,
it'll say shop on Google or shop on Amazon.
Yep. Yeah. So you'll see that on the right rail or at the very top when you do the search directly in Google. That's one animal in and of itself. Now, if you go directly to Amazon, that's a totally separate system. When you do the same search for a white noise machine or baby soother, you get different results.
If you went to Google, you might get Amazon, but if you go to Amazon, you're not going to get Google, are you?
Yeah, I would say it this way. Every once in a while, you may have an occasional ad that's being served on Google's platform from Amazon, and every once in a while, vice versa. But I tell most people that 9.5 times out of 10, when you do the search on Google, most of the results are centered around Google versus if you do the search on Amazon, most of the searches are centered around Amazon.
Hey, Justin, you've got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Let's get a series. If you'll spend the time, let's get a series of this going so we can take some of these issues and spend some time on them. How about that?
Sure, I would love to do that. Absolutely.
QUE-commerce.com is his website, folks. Justin Croxton, and he'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.